In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Father Celso, and we continue with the three appeals. Luis is speaking to us now in the third appeal. So Jesus has been talking to Luisa about this kingdom that he's offering to mankind, and he wants to confirm this kingdom in us. He wants to seal us with this kingdom. So Luisa says, therefore, I, Luisa, appeal to everyone, all of mankind, and I make this appeal together with Jesus. With Jesus' own tears, with Jesus' ardent sighs, with Jesus' sacred heart that burns, that wants to give you its fiat. So here we begin to understand why the sacred heart of Jesus is on fire. The sacred heart of Jesus is on fire because he's burning with love for us. He wants us to begin to live this abundant life. He really does. So he wants to give the fiat of God back to mankind. So the first fiat was fiat lux, let there be light. And all of creation began. The second fiat was the fiat mihi of the Blessed Mother, let it be done to me as you say. When she said this, the incarnation took place. God was incarnate. Now the third fiat is in the Our Father. May your kingdom come to reign on earth, this dust on earth as it is in heaven. This great kingdom of the fiat is coming. Now is the time. How do we know now is the time? Because of what Jesus told Luisa. As you read the 36 volumes, everything becomes clear. The dogma and doctrine of our faith becomes alive. Sacred scripture becomes alive. All that the saints have taught us over the past 2,000 years comes alive. What happens is basically what Jesus said. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will reveal to you all truths. And he will remind you of everything that I have said. To me, this is the book of heaven. As we read this book of heaven, you begin to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. So this is what Jesus says to us through Luisa. From within that fiat, we have come forth. The fiat lux, the fiat mihi, now the fiat voluntas tua. It has given us life. And it is just. It is right. It is our obligation. It is our duty to return back to the fiat, into the fiat, into our dear and intermittable heritage that God has given to us. Now, when you read the book of heaven, Jesus shows us volume 1 through volume 10 is to become a divine mirror of Jesus. Volume 11 through volume 19 is how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. And volume 20 through volume 36 is how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. And everything is perfect to read from volume 1 through volume 36. As you read this, as you study this, you begin to understand how beautiful our church is, how beautiful the Holy Church is, how beautiful our Blessed Mother is, how beautiful our Savior and Master and King Jesus is, how magnificent the Triune God is. What happens is you become aware from a divine perspective, what God wants for us. So what he does is he touches our intellect, our memory, and our will. What God does is he perfects the three powers that he has given to mankind. Our intellect, Jesus says, I want you to begin to see things from a divine perspective. Our memory is not about what we went through or our families went through or our nations went through, but what Jesus and Mary went through. Our memory becomes of the new Adam, Jesus, and the new Eve, Mary. And then our will. Jesus begins to show us what our human will is all about. The worry, the fear, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity, the sin. Even when we make a New Year's resolution, we can't keep our resolutions. It's very difficult. So Jesus says, I want to free you of your human will. He wants us to use our free will to choose. Do I want to continue to live a miserable human life, or do I want to enter into this divine will of Jesus, of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve? Everything becomes very clear as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice. So Jesus says, his Sacred Heart is burning. The Immaculate Heart of Mary is burning. Why? They want us to receive this fiat of God. And from within that fiat, we were born. From the fiat has given us life. And it is just, and it is our obligation. It is our duty to return to that fiat. This is our heritage. This is the divine heritage of the Father that he wants us to again begin to live. As Adam lived in the Garden of Eden. So she says this, and in the first place, I, Louisa, appeal to the highest hierarch, to the Roman pontiff, to his holiness, the Pope, to the representative of the Holy Catholic Church, therefore the representative of the kingdom of the divine will. Why do you think God gave the keys to Peter? The keys to the kingdom to Peter, to this universal life that God wants us to live. Now, the one thing that we have to remember is the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. That's a promise from Jesus, which means it's an all-out war against the church, inside and outside the church. There's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be worried about. There's nothing to be anxious about. There's nothing to be complaining about. There's nothing to be negative about, because God promises that Peter is going to open the doors of the kingdom. Then there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. Everyone will be Catholic. This was Jesus's dream. This is what Jesus said is going to happen. We are in this time where the first one who will possess this gift must be the Holy Father. The first one. Don't worry. The Holy Father, the Vicar of Christ on earth, will have this gift. We were hoping it was John Paul II. We were hoping it was Pope Benedict. We were hoping it was Pope Francis. It's going to be the Holy Father who possesses this. And this is what Louisa says. To the representative of the Holy Catholic Church, and therefore the representative of the kingdom of the divine will, Louisa goes to first. And what does she say? At his holy feet, this little child, this tiny little child, this newborn, places this kingdom so that the Pope may dominate it, and that the Pope may make known with his perennial and authoritative voice. And the Pope will call his priest sons to live in this kingdom so holy. So who possesses it? It's the Holy Father. Who dominates it? It will be the Holy Father. Who's going to proclaim it? It will be the Holy Father with his paternal and authoritative voice. This is what's coming. This is what God has planned. And he's looking at us. He's asking us. He's pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. So he says this. Luisa says this. May the Son of the Supreme Fiat, the book that the Vatican came out with, the Son, S-U-N, of the Divine Will, Luisa Picaretta. May this Son of the Supreme Fiat invest the Holy Father. May the Son of the Supreme Fiat form the first Son, S-U-N, of the Divine Will in its representative on earth, the Vicar of Christ on earth, the Holy Father on earth, and form its primary life in the Holy Father who is the head of all mankind. And it will spread its interminable rays in all the world and eclipsing everyone and everything with this divine light. It will form one flock, one shepherd, one church. That's what's coming. That's the promise of Jesus being fulfilled in our time. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing. God has everything planned. Everything planned. And he's looking at us and he's saying to us, are you willing to begin to live this abundant life? Are you willing to read and study and put into practice this abundant life of Jesus? This abundant life of Mary? How do we live this abundant life of Jesus? How do we live this abundant life of Mary? We go to the newborn, Luisa. Jesus and Mary have explained everything to her. She put it down on paper for us. She lived it. She read this. She studied it. She put it into practice. And now we have been given the obligation, the duty, as we read, to read and study and put this into practice. This is, Jesus says, the gift of gifts. This is, Jesus says, the prodigy of prodigies. You can't find this with the saints because this was given to Luisa. As the Franciscans follow Francis, they dress like Francis. They read Francis's writings. As the Benedictines follow Saint Benedict, they dress like Benedict and they follow Benedict. As the Dominicans dress like Dominic and follow and read what Dominic says, what Jesus is saying to us, you want to know the divine will? Go to the one who I gave it to. Become like her. Read this. Study this. Put this into practice. 30, 60, or 100 fold. Whatever you want, Jesus says, I will give to you. Whatever you desire, I will fill you to overflowing. We have Jesus' promise to us. We have Our Lady's promise to us through Luisa that as we read the Book of Heaven, as we study the truths, the manifestations, the promises that Jesus and Mary give to Luisa, we will begin to live this. This is what God has planned for us. So we'll end there with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us of our human wills, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Luisa, that we become divinely healed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.